Moving on the eve of their talks with Israel, Palestinian officials have warned of the collapse of the negotiations over Tel Aviv's settlement policies. In response to Israel's approval of more illegal settler units, senior Palestinian Authority official Yasser Abed Rabo said the expansion is against the U.S. pledges ahead of the talks. This comes as Tel Aviv has approved over 940 new settler units in the occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds. The move has outraged Palestinians, who were already shocked by the approval of 1,200 units on Sunday. The plans for the new settler units have also drawn international condemnation. Palestinian Authority negotiators believe by doing so, Israel is trying to sabotage the resumption of talks. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry earlier said he is still hopeful about the negotiations and urged Palestinians not to react. Talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority have long been stalled over a range of issues, including Tel Aviv's refusal to stop building settlements on Palestinian land. Alan Hutt is an author, a journalist and researcher who's with me now on the line from Kent, England. Thank you very much, Mr. Hutt, for being with us here on The Top Five. First of all, what kind of a message do you think Israel is giving by these settlements just a day before talks are set to resume?
Well, I'm rather more concerned with Kerry's message, but since you've asked about Israel's message, it's basically go to hell world. More importantly, it's Kerry's message. You know, what I was astonished to hear him say that the Palestinians should not overreact to Israel's ongoing colonization and its announcement of new settlements. But, you know, Kerry's real message to the Palestinians is this. He's basically saying, look, we can't stop Israel ongoing with these settlements. Israel's a monster beyond even our control. But if you work with us, we'll try to get you a little something. If you don't work with us, you'll get nothing. That's effectively what Kerry is saying to the Palestinians. But I have thoughts on what the Palestinians should be doing.
Well, you say that if you stay with us, you'll get something. A lot of people are saying the fact that Israel is continuing its settlements on occupied land that's supposed to be part of a two-state solution shows that it's not willing to give anything to the Palestinians. Do you think that Israel is at all interested in the creation of a Palestinian state?
No, the idea of two states has been dead since soon after the 67 war in 1967, but we needn't go into that now. It's all been a game. The most the Israeli leadership is going to be prepared to give Israel is a few crumbs from their table on the West Bank, a few little South African-like Bantustans that they can call a state if they want. So Israel's leadership is not remotely interested in peace on any terms the Palestinians can accept. So what should the Palestinians now do? I'll tell you. In my view, they should not only withdraw from these, quote, peace, unquote, talks, they should dissolve the Palestine Authority and hand responsibility for occupation back to Israel. That would make Israel totally responsible, and it would be much more easy to call it to account.
When we are speaking about a Palestinian state, Mr. Hart, we know that the fact that the United Nations accepted Palestine as an observer state, gave it that position, did raise a lot of hope that Palestinians are actually being recognized right now as a group representing a state. Do you see that move as a positive step that was a sign that there is a will in the international community, not specifically the United States here, that they do want the creation of a Palestinian state? And that brings me to the next question of whether the U.S. should be the mediator in these talks, or whether an independent mediator could change things?
Look, there's a very basic problem. Only America has the leverage to use to try to cause Israel to be serious about peace on terms the Palestinians can accept. But it is a fact that the Zionist lobby's control of Congress in America prevents any American president doing what he knows is necessary for peace and to best protect America's own interests. I don't believe Obama is a complete Zionist stooge. I sometimes think he'd like to take Israel and wring its leaders by the neck. But he is a prisoner of the Zionist lobby. So you've got to look at the world and see it in this way. More and more, we are seeing a rising tide of anti-Israelism among the citizens, the peoples of nations, and that's because of Israel's own actions and policies. I think most Western governments loathe what Israel has become, but the Zionist lobby is in control.
Mr. Alan Hart, author, journalist and researcher with us there on the line from Kent. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us here on The Top Five.